Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned self-improvement enthusiast. Welcome back to Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind, the daily dose of sanity we all need in this crazy world. Today, we're diving into a topic that feels so vital, especially when our minds are buzzing like a hive of bees. Self-compassion and forgiveness. Ever notice how much harsher we can be on ourselves than anyone else? Yeah, me too. It's like having an inner critic who never takes a break. But guess what? That voice doesn't have to run the show. We have the power to rewrite that narrative, to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a dear friend. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey of self-love. First things first, remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Seriously, think about it. Have you ever stumbled, tripped, maybe even fallen flat on your face? We've all been there. So when you mess up, and trust me, you will, don't beat yourself up. Instead, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. It's not about perfection, it's about progress. You know that feeling of wishing you could hit rewind on a past mistake? Try shifting your focus to what you can learn from that experience instead. Like, okay, next time I'm in that situation, I'll handle it differently. Bam! Instant growth. Second, practice mindful self-talk. Our inner voice has a huge impact on our thoughts and emotions. So, pay attention to the things you tell yourself, both the positive and the negative. When you catch yourself thinking something harsh or critical, gently challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? Is there another way to look at this situation? Third, celebrate your successes, big and small. Too often we get caught up in focusing on what we haven't achieved yet that we forget to acknowledge the wins along the way. Give yourself credit for every step forward, every hurdle overcome, even finishing that daily to-do list. Remember, you're doing amazing things, even if they don't always feel like it. Fourth, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Holding on to anger and resentment only hurts you in the long run. It's like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with negativity. It weighs you down and keeps you from moving forward. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened. It means releasing the pain and making space for healing. Finally, and this one is super important, practice self-care. Just like you wouldn't neglect your car or your phone, don't neglect yourself. Make time for things that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, spending time with loved ones, or simply indulging in a relaxing bath. Think about a time when you were incredibly hard on yourself. Maybe you made a mistake at work, missed a deadline, or just had one of those days where everything seemed to go wrong. Picture that moment vividly. Now, imagine approaching yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a similar situation. What would you say to them? How would you support them? Now, try applying that same compassion to yourself. Acknowledge your feelings, but don't let them define you. Remember that you are worthy of love and forgiveness, even when you stumble. Take a moment right now to practice some self-compassion. Close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and repeat this affirmation to yourself. I am worthy of love and kindness. I forgive myself for my past mistakes. I am learning and growing every day. That's it. You've just taken a powerful step towards embracing self-compassion and forgiveness. Remember, this isn't about being perfect, it's about progress. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep moving forward. Want to share your thoughts on this episode? Head over to our social media pages and let us know how self-compassion is helping you in your journey. You can also tag us in your stories using hashtag OverthinkingCure. I love seeing your posts. Until next time, keep quiet in those minds and shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.